So imagine a system, right, that asks for exactly 1 minute of your day, asks you three simple questions, and then guarantees it will mint a brand new millionaire by midnight,
Wow.
every single night.
Yeah, I mean it sounds like an absolute pipe dream, or honestly, like a massive Ponzi scheme.
Right. That is exactly what I thought when I first opened this stack of sources.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening to this deep dive in your car right now, your scam radar is probably, going off.
Oh, absolutely.
And it should be. But the architecture underneath this whole premise is it's incredibly dense, mathematically sound, and honestly, a little terrifying.
Yeah, it really is. It's a bizarre, fascinating mix of documents we have today. We're looking at a highly interactive, almost psychological manifesto that they refer to as Draft V2.
Yeah.
And alongside that, there is this master plan document literally called The Whole Thing.
The whole thing's.
Right. And then, almost comically, there's a set of hyper-aggressive marketing instructions directed at an AI audio generator.
It's a wild mix. And our mission today is to sort of decode this proposed ecosystem, which is simply called Build Something. We're going to try to figure out if this is just an incredibly sophisticated attention farming scheme, or if it's, a legitimate, viable blueprint for reclaiming human value in the age of AI. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand how they plan to pay out millions, we first have to figure out why they think human attention is worth that much money in the first place.
Exactly. And to really understand the valuation of attention, we have to look at how that manifesto, the Draft V2, actively traps the reader.
Oh man, the trap.
Yeah, and I use the word trap deliberately here because it is not an article you just passively read.
No, it totally corners you. It's structured as the series of 18 choices.
Right.
And it forces you to click through and admit some very, very uncomfortable truths about your daily habits. Like early on, it asks the digital systems you use, every social feed, every app on your phone, every AI assistant. It asks if they were built to decide in your favor or the builder's favor.
And obviously, I mean, anyone with a pulse knows they're built for the builder.
Obviously.
It forces you to acknowledge that corporate incentives, specifically maximizing shareholder value, right, and extracting your data, those dictate how these algorithms operate.
Yeah.
But then it springs the trap. It asks, are you still using them?
Right, and you have to click yes. It brutally points out that these systems weren't built for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly who gets richer when you scroll, and yet you keep scrolling anyway.
You can't stop.
You can't. The analogy that just kept running through my head reading this was it's like going to a gym where a machine exercises for you.
Oh, yeah.
You strap in and the machine watches you and it gets this perfect algorithmic model of how your muscles work. But your actual muscles, like your actual judgment, is atrophying.
Right, you're not doing the work.
Exactly. The machine's model of you is getting stronger while you just get weaker.
That captures the result perfectly. But if we look at the mechanism of how they extract that data in the first place, we hit the core diagnosis of the entire project. The text draws a really vital distinction between inferred signal and declared signal.
Okay, wait. So inferred signal is basically algorithmic eavesdropping, right? Like they watch my shadow.
Yes.
It's like a company secretly installing cameras in your house to see what brand of shoes you wear, or how long you stare at a commercial, or what you scroll past.
That is exactly what inferred signal is. It's surveillance.
Yeah.
They are guessing what you want based on your passive behavior. Now, declared signal, on the other hand, is a human actively deciding.
Right.
It's you saying out loud on the record, this has value. So it's the difference between that hidden camera in your house and a company knocking on your front door and actually paying you for a survey.
And the manifesto points out that AI has fundamentally shifted the global economy here. I mean, machines can now generate almost anything.
Any
Code, photorealistic images, essays, complex business plans. The actual generation of content is cheap now. It's basically free.
Right, making things was the bottleneck of human progress for all of history up until about, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, literally.
Now generation is effectively free and infinite. So what becomes the scarce resource?
The judgment. Yeah.
Exactly. The idea of what is worth making, your taste, human judgment. What's fascinating here is that AI companies currently take this raw material, your judgment, completely for free.
Yeah.
They harvest your inferred signal, they build trillion-dollar neural networks on it, and they give you absolutely nothing in return. All because no one has given human judgment a unified home or, put a price tag on it.
Which brings us back to the audacious premise of this whole thing.
Right.
If declared human judgment is the most valuable raw material on Earth, how does the build something ecosystem actually extract it and price it?
Well, this is where the daily 1 minute ritual comes in. The mechanics are beautifully simple, but the implications are massive.
Right. So it's a 60-second loop.
Mm-hmm.
First, you judge.
Mm-hmm.
You log in and you look at today's entries and you answer three questions. What is funny, what is beautiful, and what is true?
Yeah.
And voting is completely free for everyone.
Yeah.
But if you want to submit your own entry into the ring, it costs $1.
And that $1 entry fee is the engine of the entire economy.
Because the house keeps absolutely nothing.
0%.
Zero. If 1 million people decide to submit a $1 entry on a Tuesday, $1 million goes to the winner on Tuesday night. Oh. Every single night.
It's incredible.
But the minute doesn't stop at judging what is funny, beautiful, or true. Next, you detect.
Right, and this is where it gets really clever. You look at yesterday's winners, and crucially, they are presented completely blind.
Yeah, no names.
No names, no avatars, no context whatsoever. You just look at the winning entry and you have to guess, was this made by a human or was this made by a machine?
And if you get it right, you earn credits. And those credits are the only currency you can use to pay for your own entries or to place bets in the third phase of the minute, where you wager on human versus machine outcomes or on which specific entry will take the pot today.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, what the founder is doing here is setting up a massive daily Turing test with real financial stakes.
Wow. Yeah.
Because machines are allowed to enter this exact same $1 million pot completely blind right alongside humans.
Wait, really?
Yes. They are competing on our terms. Think about what that means for technology. If an AI generates an image that wins most beautiful against 1 million human submissions,
yeah,
and it successfully fools the crowd during the detect phase, we don't have to read some, dense research paper to know where the frontier of AI is. We just look at the daily winner.
That is wild. But hold on. I have to play devil's advocate here because the documents make a leap that is genuinely hard to swallow for me.
Okay, lay it on me.
$1 million daily pot is great for the one person who wins it. But the master plan promises something wildly more ambitious. It states that no one, literally no one, who does this 1 minute ritual every day will make less than $50,000 a year.
Right. The floor.
You were talking about 1 billion users eventually.
Yeah.
1 billion people making 50 grand a year is $50 trillion. That is the equivalent.
There.
Where on earth does that baseline money come from? I mean, a daily voting game cannot fund a global economy.
You know, it sounds impossible.
Yeah.
But the documents are very clear that this is not utopian welfare, nor is it some magical money printer.
Mm-hmm.
It is direct payment for rented attention.
Okay.
The system views collective human judgment as a premium product.
Yeah.
So instead of 30 different tech monopolies harvesting your attention one at a time for, fractions of a penny while you scroll TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
1 billion people are taking their undivided attention, bundling it together, and renting it out to the highest bidder. But even bundled, how do you extract $50 trillion of advertising value?
Through a mechanism the founder calls News from the John. It's a daily 5-minute show.
Right. Okay. The show where they announce the daily winners. But the format of this show is this ingenious psychological gimmick.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It airs at a completely random time every single day.
Yep.
You never know when the notification is going to hit your phone.
Yeah.
And inside the broadcast, 5 physical products are hidden in the frame.
Just tucked away in the background.
Right. And the first person to find all 5 products wins $50,000 on the spot.
So break down the psychological mechanism of that for a second. When you are watching television or even scrolling your phone, your eyes are passive.
Sure.
You're letting the content wash over you. But when you are actively hunting for a hidden product to win a life-changing bounty,
oh, you're locked in.
Your eyes are darting across every single pixel of that screen. You are in a state of hyper-focused, gamified visual engagement.
Active scanning versus passive watching.
Exactly. They are effectively killing appointment TV by making the appointment a surprise. Because the bounty is so high, 1 billion people have to keep a slot open in their cognitive load every single day, ready to drop whatever they're doing and hunt.
And advertisers aren't just buying a billboard. They're buying pure, unfiltered, foveal vision locked onto their product by 1 billion people simultaneously.
Yes.
And the master plan pitches this specific type of attention as being worth 10 times the Super Bowl. every single day.
And crucially, it does this without surveillance.
Right.
There is no targeted profiling, no cookie tracking, no algorithmic shadow banning. The advertisers buy the frame, but they never touch the user's data.
So that daily hyper-concentrated advertising revenue is what funds the $50,000 floor for everyone participating.
Yes, exactly. But when you introduce 50 grand floors and million-dollar daily payouts, you instantly risk creating a brand new set of billionaires.
No, like,
if the system generates that much massive wealth, it risks becoming the exact unequal tech monopoly it is trying to destroy, unless it is violently capped.
Which is exactly what they do with the rules.
Mm.
The guardrails in this ecosystem are draconian in the best way possible. Let's talk about the ceiling.
Oh, the 100 million rule.
Yes, there is a hard cap. No one, no matter how many daily pots they win, no matter how good their judgment is, can take more than $100 million a year out of the system.
And if they try?
Well, if you want more than the 100 million cap, you literally have to publicly argue your case to the room.
The entire user base.
Meaning the entire global user base. You have to stand up and explain why your individual judgment is worth more than $100 million and detail exactly what you plan to do with the excess money. And then the room votes to allow it or deny it.
It's wild. It forces extreme wealth to be justified in the public square. It completely removes the anonymity of capital accumulation.
And then there's the give half rule. This one fascinated me.
Yeah, this is a big one.
If you win $1 million in the daily pot, you must give half of it away, $500,000, within 30 days. You cannot just hoard it in an offshore account. Money that sits does nothing for the ecosystem.
Think about the psychology of forcing someone to give away $500,000 in a month. It is not just about moving liquidity. It turns every winner into an active, crowdsourced grant maker.
Right, because every single dollar, every vote, and every rule change is permanently recorded in an unbreakable public ledger.
The record of humanity.
The documents call it the record of humanity, yeah. And here's where it gets really interesting. Because if you step back, this rule completely flips the script on the modern social safety net.
How so?
Well, the text points out that right now, nobody can help anybody, not because humans are inherently selfish, but because everybody is drowning.
That's very true.
But if your baseline needs are met with that $50,000 floor, you finally have the time to look up.
You have the breathing room to actually perceive the needs of your community.
Exactly. You can look at that public record of humanity and see that a mechanic down the street needs $700 to fix a broken car, or a teacher in your county needs $6,000 to clear a medical debt.
Yeah.
And because you just won money that you are legally required to move within 30 days anyway, you just match the need with the resource.
Nobody is guessing who needs help.
No, they're just matching.
Yeah.
It transforms the social safety net from this bureaucratic red tape nightmare into a peer-to-peer ledger based on declared human judgment.
Now, the daily financial incentives are massive, and the peer-to-peer safety net is revolutionary. But the documents reveal an even larger philosophical endgame. The daily game is just the training data for what triggers after 365 days of continuous participation.
Right, the one-year payoff.
Yes.
After a full year of giving your declared taste, literally voting on what you found funny, beautiful, and true for 365 days, the system gives you an artifact.
And this is cool.
It's a custom AI-generated book, movie, or song based entirely on your unique judgment. The system basically acts as a production house, and you become a studio of one. It generates a masterpiece tailored to the exact contours of your brain.
While the artifact is a brilliant personal reward to keep people engaged for a year, the true motive of the system is the alignment scoreboard.
Right. Okay. We have to explain AI alignment here because it sounds like tech jargon, but it is actually the most important concept in the world right now.
It really is. Right now, teaching an artificial intelligence what is good, true, or offensive is a closed-door process. If you ask an AI model a controversial question, the answer it gives you was determined by maybe 40 engineers sitting in a windowless room in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
They are manually tweaking the moral compass of a machine that will eventually run the global economy.
And the manifesto points out why the AI labs desperately need this build something ecosystem.
Yeah.
Currently, companies grade their own homework. The text literally compares it to a pharmaceutical company running its own clinical trials and publishing a paper that says, you know, yep, our drug works perfectly with no side effects.
Right. Trust us.
It's a massive, dangerous conflict of interest.
But this ecosystem forces AI models to be graded by a billion humans in public. After a year, you don't just get your custom movie. You get a number. a score that reveals which AI model actually matches your worldview.
Wow.
It compares your 365 days of declared human judgment against how models like Claude, ChatGPT, or Vera judge those exact same entries on those exact same days.
Yeah.
Alignment stops being an opaque research paper published by a tech giant, and it becomes a daily scoreboard on machinelead.com.
And that brings us to Vera.
Right. Vera is the experiment at the heart of this entire project.
She is the people's AI. Unlike the corporate models, her instructions aren't written by those 40 engineers. They're written by the public at prompts2thepeople.com. She is crowdsourced. And there is a very specific looming deadline for her master prompt, October 23, 2026, at 9 p.m. Central.
A million people, eventually a billion, tuning one machine's moral compass together on a public ledger.
So we know the mechanics, we know the rules, we know the massive one-year AI payoff. But who is actually behind this? And how are they trying to sell this incredibly dense, almost utopian philosophical concept to a cynical internet?
Well, the architect is simply referred to as Jonathan, and his personal stake in this is vital to understand.
Yeah, he's spending his entire life savings, around 100 grand, just to keep the servers running. But what really stands out is that he has explicitly written his own economic incentive into the founding documents as zero.
Right.
He keeps none of the daily pot. He takes no equity in the attention revenue.
He recognizes that a decentralized system only works if the architect's incentives are transparent and totally aligned with the users. If he takes a massive cut, it's just another Web 2.0 tech monopoly wearing a Web 3 trench coat.
Yeah, exactly. But what I found hilarious is how this guy, who wrote this incredibly deep, interactive 18-step psychological manifesto, is choosing to market the project.
Oh, the prompt.
Yes. The final source document we have is a prompt he wrote for Notebook LM, directing an AI on how to generate promotional audio.
It is quite the tonal whiplash.
It really is. The prompt commands the AI to have Mr. Beast on steroids energy.
Oh, boy.
It says, be fast, be loud, zero hedging, zero caveats. Treat it like a loud, fast countdown. It demands the AI explain the system so simply a 15-year-old could repeat it and to scream at the listener that this is the biggest thing happening on the internet right now.
It's completely shameless on the surface. But if you analyze it, you realize it is a deliberate, highly calculated tactical choice.
Us?
Well, look at the contrast. Jonathan ran incredibly dense, philosophical 22-problem alignment tests between Claude and ChatGPT to prove machines could even align with human consensus. He spent weeks forcing AIs to work through complex moral disagreements until they reached an equilibrium.
Right.
That is quiet, hard, rigorous intellectual labor. But he knows that quiet intellectual labor does not go viral on a feed optimized for outrage and quick hits.
So you have to use the loud, blatant, dopamine-spiking tools of the current attention economy to trick people into entering a system that is literally designed to destroy the attention economy.
Exactly. You were fighting fire with a flamethrower.
Yeah.
This raises an important question, though, which is explicitly laid out as a challenge in the manifesto. The founder is betting $1 million that 95% of 1 million people will agree with every single line of the Build Something Constitution.
Line by line, with their actual names and reputations staked on it.
It's not about easy agreement. He notes in the text that easy agreement is just appeasement. It's fragile. He wants hard work-through proof. He wants a million people to read the draconian rules of the ecosystem, the 100 million cap, the give half rule, the public ledger, say, yes, this is fair, and I stake my declared judgment on it.
So what does this all mean? We have gone from a world where algorithmic machines watch us in secret, harvesting our habits to build empires we don't own, to a proposed ecosystem where humans decide in public on a ledger and get paid for it. The URL they use, humansmustdecide.ai, basically summarizes the entire thesis of the project.
It represents a fundamental shift in leverage. Every single app on your phone currently farms you for free.
Right.
They take your inferred signal and build trillion-dollar market caps.
Mm-hmm.
This project is daring the public to realize the immense power of what they hold and to demand a literal price tag for their judgment. It is giving human taste a sovereign home.
It is wild to think about. A daily Turing test, a peer-to-peer safety net, and a billion people renting out their attention together. But despite all the math and all the rules, it leaves us with one massive lingering unknown.
Yeah, the one-year mark.
Right. The ecosystem promises that after a year of a billion people voting, we will finally have a public scoreboard of which AI truly aligns with human judgment.
The ultimate test of artificial versus human nature. If we build this public scoreboard and a billion humans spend 365 days declaring what is funny, beautiful, and true, What happens if the public's own AI, Vera, loses?
Oh, wow.
What if a corporate model like Claude or ChatGPT, optimized in a closed room, actually wins the alignment scoreboard?
That would be devastating.
If a machine built purely for corporate profit ends up understanding what is funny, beautiful, and true better than a machine built by the people themselves, what would that say about human nature?
I don't even want to know.
It forces us to ask, do we actually want a system that represents our true declared values, or do we, deep down, prefer the hyper-optimized systems designed to farm us?